Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Saturday morning Thinking Grow Rich Mastermind. Woo! And we are just happy. We're happy, happy to have you. Happy to be with you. Happy, you know, I love my mastermind. I love them in a very deep and profound way. And I know for all of you that have been joining us, you also are falling in love with my mastermind and this whole Saturday morning program where you, wherever you are in the world, you get to participate in a mastermind that allows you to thrive, to grow, to feel, so good. And this is part of the International Masterminders Association, where you can learn how to be in a mastermind and how to grow your own mastermind. But most importantly today, it's about you growing with us and we growing with you, because this is a real mastermind. This is not just a show about masterminds. This is our truth. So I want to give an opportunity for you to meet some of my mastermind. Just come on to the table. Come on close. Really, I need you to come close. We're sitting here at the table, and I just want you to meet my mastermind. First up, I need you to meet Miss Ursula Odoms, who, Ursula, we're talking about masterminding today. I didn't even tell them what we were going to talk about today, but we are talking about masterminding. So introduce yourself and tell us about you and masterminding.
Good morning. Yes, I am Ursula Odom. I am the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything that we do, in that we capture and preserve legacy information. And we turn all that hard work that you do into books, videos, and live performances. And that's why I love what we do here, because every morning we get to hear the wonderful journey that our guests, and we share our own journeys with you about how we have transformed our lives from where we were to where we are and to where we're going. And that is the mastermind of this group, where we pull our minds together and we become bigger and better than the one of us. We are collectively moving ahead, and that's what this chapter is about, how we pull those infinite forces together. So I'm excited. And then to hear about our guest today, oh my goodness. And we know it's going to be electric. So good morning.
Good morning, Galen. So what does this mastermind mean to you? What does masterminding mean to you?
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning. Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist. I'm just really excited every time we get a chance to get together, because we are always building off of each other. There are moments when I might not be at my best from an energy level, and it's hard to be around Pagin and not build up your energy. It's hard to be around
this meeting is being recorded
and not feel some sort of inspiration. And you can't get anywhere near Ann McNeil and not feel like there's something more, there's something better, there's something greater that you can be pursuing. So masterminding is a way of making sure that you're not only held accountable, but that you're always pursuing your best self. And today, in particular, we're going to be talking about persistence. And persistence is really kind of the fire behind achieving any kind of goal that you want. You know, one last thing, and I'll turn this back over to you, but on page 168, it says, it's got this really, really small line that's got me really, really excited. It says, Broadway will give a beggar a cup of coffee and a sandwich, but it demands persistence to those who go after the big steak. So anyone can settle for the small crumbs around the table. That's going to come to almost anyone. But if you really want to achieve your goal, you're going to have to go at it again and again and again. So really excited about it. Again, back to you. Can't wait to hear about and talk to our guest.
I'm so happy. You did it because I get so excited about the mastermind. I forgot to say that we were talking about persistence, so thank you. Because, you know, for me, this mastermind is part of my persistence. If you only knew how early we all get up just to be in this mastermind, it is persistence of saying, I am responsible to this crew of mine to show up when I need to show up, no matter. Now, we are seeing us all look pretty. Trust me, when we first get on and we meet first in the morning, who you're seeing right now is not the same person that I see in the morning. And let me just share with you that one of the reasons that we do that is because Ann McNeil is a morning riser, and she lifts us up, pushes us, lifts us up to wake up a little bit early. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. And like Galen, I am persistently masterminding with all of you this morning. And I want to go to the book, too. So, Galen, thank you so much for that. In the persistence chapter, just want to open it up, if I may, again, say thank you for being.
I have a choice.
But we've been talking about persistence as we walk through this chapter, and what the author says in the beginning, that the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. And on page, and this is the version we're using, on page 173, because we're excited to hear how Paula has been persistent. And actually, she's also in a mastermind group, so she'll talk about that. But at the bottom of page 173, the author says, the only break anyone can afford to rely upon is a self-made one. These come through the application of persistence, the starting point of a definite purpose. And I share that because as we continue to delve into this principle, what each of you, we desire you to lead with is, how do you persist with the spirit of excellence until you succeed? How do you persist with the spirit of excellence until you succeed towards your desire? So we're very excited to get started this morning. So Bikini, back to you.
You know, I'm loving the concepts that we're talking about already, about persistence, the mastermind, going after our goals, reading our books. So this is a copy notice on my getting spread there over here of Think and Grow Rich. But it's also about being persistently looking on how can we be inspired by surrounding ourselves with people who have been there, done that, are doing that, because alone you cannot accomplish what you want to accomplish. It is by being together with like-minded people who are in pursuit of a definite goal for themselves, who are enlivened, excited to be around people who grow. Today's guest is somebody I want to introduce you to. So my name is Peggy. In my family, it's a family name. Ursula, you love this. We have men and women named Peggy. My family is from Puerto Rico, and I'm so excited to bring somebody in that knows my second language of Spanish, and to bring in that definitely knows that this is part of our lifestyle. So let me introduce you. I'm going to introduce you to Paula Rivera-Vizon, who is here to share her magnificence with you. She has over 15 years of experience in management and business development. Oh, Paula, I just want you to know Galen's going to fall in love with you just from that one piece. Her private experience including managing a public-private enterprise, educating special needs students, developing grassroots efforts, and doing day-to-day operations. And now she's taking all those skills, all that expertise to work with companies and organizations on business development and sales, right? And looking at strategy to how to build businesses, and she has great success with this. She comes from an interesting background in that she's born in Chile, with a family who desired more for her and more for her family, who was found themselves in a violent coup at that moment, moving to Venezuela, where being there. And of course, another, you know, inspiration for the family saying we need to come, and then coming to her final home, her real home, as she will share, the home that is her American dream, is so that's how she arrived here and where she's going. And I cannot wait to hear, because she, her quote, her driving force comes from one of my most favorite movies in the whole world. Now, it's not a movie that some of you will think is great leadership and business, but I'm going to tell you, it is one of the best business movies, and it's Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, oh, you, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So with that, Paula, I'm going to ask you to come on. I know you've been in Mastermind. So I'm going to start right out. What is the quote from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang that moves your soul and keeps you going?
Hi, everybody. Well, I will share that in a bit, but first I want to say that I feel so happy to be here with you today, to everyone that's listening in or viewing us on the different platforms, Facebook, Zoom, etc. Thank you all. I want to thank you.
1 minute, Paula.
Yes.
And can you hit the orange button at the top? Welcoming Paula.
Hi, everybody. It feels so good. Rewind. It feels so good to be with you this morning. I want to thank all of you for the invitation to share a little bit about myself and also to take in all the wonderful tidbits and gold nuggets that you share every Saturday morning and put them in my toolbox. So, you asked what my favorite quote from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is, and that is, from the ashes of disaster grow the roses of success. And when I was reading the first time that I read Think and Grow Rich, which later I'll tell the story of how I met Anne and why and all of that. But this really jumped at me. It says on page 166, every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, it was like that favorite movie just popped into my head. And I'm sure we'll all share, and you will share, why that is such a good business movie and a life lesson movie as well. Thank you for having me.
Paula, I am so happy that you're here. I'm so excited. And for those of you who are just joining us and just being with us, I'm going to do just a quick introduction to my mastermind, because I want you to know them. So, Eartha, a quick introduction of, you know, you and persistence and masterminding.
Well, last week I realized something, that I've been persistent all my life, but it was called hard-headed. I mean, once I got something in my head, it was hard to get it out. But that was my beginning of persistence. And, hey, I love this chapter.
I love that. Galen, just share a little bit.
Yeah. So Galen Bingham, again, the leadership strategist, and, you know, very similar to Ursula, persistence, come to find out, has been a part of my life because my parents and my upbringing, they set goals for me that they didn't tell me were actually impossible. It's like they would say, okay, you're supposed to be, you know, playing this sport, you're supposed to be running for this office, you're supposed to be doing these things, and they actually weren't supposed to happen, but I didn't know that. So I kept trying, doing what my parents told me that was supposed to happen, and it was through the persistence, it was through getting my head knocked around and trying and trying again and failing and getting back up, that I actually accomplished most of what they said that I was supposed to do in the beginning. So persistence really is the key to any level of success that you want to have. If you're just satisfied with being average, you can find that anywhere. But if you actually want to achieve some amazing goals, you got to keep going for it. You got to be persistent.
You know, and I know that you love our book, so thank you so much for helping us fall in love with the book too. But tell me about persistence from you and your determination, you know, and then we're going to get back to Paula.
Well, thank you, Pekine. I find that in coaching my clients and even in my own life that if I don't have a specific desire that I'm striving for, my persistence is very weak. But the stronger my desire, especially if it's a burning desire, family, cousin, money, those things, but specifically, and I'm clear about it, persistence is the key to achieving that definite purpose.
I love that. And, you know, one of the things that we have all been touched by in some shape or form, but one of the things that I was made aware of today from the art of being persistent and being persistent with money was the concept of, for me, automatic payments. So setting up my bank account so, you know, everything is just automatic, goes out. And to do that was the persistence of knowing I have everything I need and I'm always receiving more and I'm going after that. And Galen, I did not have the kind of parents you have, but I found something that I have this power of the mastermind that allows me to see this bigger piece. So, Paul, I'm going to go back to you. And I know my cohorts here have questions. We're like so excited to hear about you. How has persistence played a role in your I'm going to go in where you are right now, and I know that I know Ursula will go back to where you were. So I'm going to go from where you are right now. What are you persistently doing now? What are you pushing yourself now to be persistent at?
Well, I am persistently working on defining and refining who I am. That's where I am right now. And Galen, as Galen said, there's this common thread of persistence, events that happen that either someone teaches you or life teaches you the importance of persistence and how persistence and resilience go hand in hand together. So that, as Ursula said, we experience that transformation. And what I would really want to share, the seminal idea and thought and feeling here is that things sometimes get really, really difficult and you cannot see a way out of it. But that way is there. And through persistence and the power of the mastermind, which can take various forms, you can get there. And I have lived it myself. I know that no one gets to a certain age without not having jumped through many hurdles in life. And I think that that is something that we can all agree on.
You know, I don't know whether to like that all of us at a certain age or to just accept all of us at a certain age, you know, but I think that you're 100%. I think you're 100% right. And, you know, Galen, wouldn't you say that, wisdom and persistence gain? You know, I know you had a question for Paula, so.
Yeah. So, you know, Paula, one of the things that caught my attention as I was rereading this chapter in preparation for this conversation was it was actually a quote on page 169 where it says, persistence is the state of mind, therefore it can be cultivated. And then it starts talking about the eight factors of persistence, definitiveness of purpose, desire, self-reliance, definitiveness of plans, accurate knowledge, cooperation, willpower, and habit. But just this idea that persistence can be cultivated. Very often people will think that things come naturally. Either you're just a persistent person, or you're just a smart person, or you're just talented. But this idea of persistence being cultivated, What does that mean to you? I know for me that really does ring true and ring the bell, but what does that mean for you, this idea of persistence needing to be or being able to be cultivated?
That is so true. You're not born necessarily with persistence. It's a habit. It's a skill. It can be learned. And I want to share that one of the biggest lessons in persistence came from my parents, because they had to start over not once, but three times. And seeing that and seeing them start over and not allow themselves to be defeated by life circumstances that things happen that are beyond our control every day. Sometimes we think that we are able to control much more than what we actually can control. And in truth, what we really control is what happens between our ears. That is absolutely under our control. So I learned from my parents at an early age that when life gets tough, you just keep going. Maybe you stop for a moment and take a break, but you keep going. And I know that during these times, these new times, a lot of people are experiencing that sense of uncertainty, insecurity, fear. But even though those are very powerful fears, a very, very powerful emotion, but what happens between your ears can be greater than the fear that you're experiencing.
Mm. So true. I mean, I say to my clients often that the world is going to continuously test whether or not you really want what you say you want. And
right.
you just help me clarify that and validate that in my own mind. Thank you so much. Ursula, what are your thoughts about this? I mean, in your work, I know persistence has played a big role. What question do you have for Paula?
Well, Pagin smoked me out. I have two questions, really. One is about what was the 5-year-old Paula like? And then and as you think about that, there's also a question that comes from the book on page 169, the part about willpower. The habit of concentrating one's thought upon the building of plans for the attainment of a definite purpose leads to persistence. So take that little 5-year-old girl and tell me, what does she stand firm about, and where does she exhibit her willpower?
Well, my 5-year-old was a tomboy through and through. I loved, you know, playing outside and playing with my brother's toys. But, you know, while you were telling me, I was brought back to, and actually I was between 5-6 years old, and my grandmother gave me a necklace, and the necklace, I was putting it on, playing with it, whatever, it broke, and all the beads came loose. So at first I was like, oh, my necklace, but then I used the necklace to teach my brother how to count bead by bead by bead. And that is such a treasured memory. Things break, things happen, but you just use those circumstances to see how you and the people around you, because when you become better, when you become who you were meant to be, then the people in your family benefit, then your community benefits, then everyone, not only the people that you come in contact with, but the people that they come in contact with benefit. And it's a chain reaction. And I really believe that.
Oh, thank you. That was precious. That's a life lesson to hold on to. I love it. And
so Ursula, before we go on, and Anne, just before you come in, first, thank you, Paula, because I just had to write that. When you become better, everyone around you gets better. That is so true. And all of us, use the 13 principles to become better.
Right.
People who are new to us, we just need you to listen to Ursula share the 13 principles. And I want you to listen with your heart open, because this is exactly how you become better. Ursula, can you just read those for us?
Sure. The first step is desire. Napoleon Hill says a burning desire to be and to do is the starting point from which the dreamer must take off. And I say, how bad do you want it? And chapter two and step two is faith. Faith is the visualization and the belief in the attainment of desire. It is a state of mind which may be induced by auto-suggestion. And step three is auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. It is self-administered stimulus which reaches one's mind through the five senses. One repeats actions that create faith. Step four is specialized knowledge. Personal experiences are observation. It is the organization and use of knowledge in pursuit of one's desire. Step five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. The only limitation is that which one sets up in one's own mind, where impulse, the desire, is given shape, form, and action. Step six is organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action, making it happen. Step seven is decision, the mastery of procrastination. You've decided to do it, but now you need to do it. Get rid of procrastination, and that is make a decision. Put yourself out of your misery. Decide. All else depends on it. Step eight, persistence. The sustained effort necessary to induce faith. Riches do not respond to wishes. They respond only to the definite plans backed by definite desires through constant persistence. Step nine is the power of the mastermind, the driving force. Persistence creates faith. Faith produces power. And power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. Step 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. Okay, so we always have a little mind game going on when we say this one. Step 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. And that is taking all of that energy that nature has given us to hunt, to drive, to go after that which we want, the thing of our ultimate desire, transform that into the energy to make things happen, both in business and in life. Step 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time, Okay, and step 10 is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. And step 13 is the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. Those are the 13 steps.
So Ursula, you're reading those and I'm listening to you, and every single step I want to go, can we talk about that? Can we talk about that? Because each one is so powerful, and thank you for saying it with such passion. And you just heard the 13 principles. I know that you do with persistence, and I know that you and Paula have a lot of connections. So why don't you talk to Paul and let us peep. Let us listen as you talk.
Oh, wow. Paula, my question really for you is if you can share an example of persistence in your mastermind group. Can you share us an example of how your group has been persistent in requiring you
to achieve a particular goal. And I really want to have our audience to understand, and the game did an excellent job opening us up with mastermind and masterminding your persistence. So can you give us an example inside of your mastermind group where you set a goal and maybe you wavered, you know, your accountability group persisted in holding you accountable on that goal. So we're looking for an example from you of how, you know, what does that look like?
Yeah, masterminding, it has brought what I do to another level, to a higher level. And one of the beautiful things, there are so many beautiful things about masterminding, but one of the beautiful things is to have what you said, that accountability group. And I will share something that happened not that long ago. I think when COVID became a reality, a lot of us were feeling wobbly, you know. And then there are certain things. For instance, in addition to my main career, I also own a couple of businesses. So we had to pivot, and we had to pivot quickly in order to survive, stay afloat. And so I made some goals which were related to one of those businesses, and it was to do with marketing. But there was just something, so much going on that I kept putting it off because other things were happening. But my group, my wonderful, wonderful group, we just meld so well. I just wanted to put that in there. And I think, you know, I would really like to share how I met you at some point today because that's important and it goes to desire. But anyway, so I just put a pause on that. So two of the members were asking me continually, were you able to do this? Did you get to do that? You know, and that we write it, we put it, we have a group chat in our group, and then we write our weekly goals. And we ask each other, what are you having a hard time with? How can we support you? You know, and then we bounce ideas off each other. So they really helped me to do what I did not want to do, because it was an elephant, you know. And they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So, yes, that is one of the many wonderful ways in which masterminding has helped me to bring everything together.
Thank you. You
are awesome, Paula, because you just exuded the energy, excitement, and joy of being in a mastermind, and the love, the push, the persistence, and the growth that we experience in it. And, you know, your joy infuses us. And I know, Galen, that joy was just, flowing. I could feel it flowing to you, and you wanted to just share about something that's coming up, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, Paula, you've got such an exciting existence and energy, and I can definitely relate to so much of what you're sharing, especially the empowerment of the mastermind process. There is something about having a group of people around you who know you intimately. They know what you say that you're trying to do, and they won't let you steer away from that. I've definitely felt that. There's something also about being around people who you don't know that hold you to that same level of accountability. We have every year there's an annual meeting where we all get together, all the masterminders get together, and we talk about what we've accomplished both as masterminds, but individually. We talk about our goals, our successes for the previous year, and then we talk about our goals and plans for the forthcoming year. And this past year, January 4th, I attended the annual meeting for the first time and was feeling pretty good about what I had done over the previous year, and I'd made these grand plans. And, you know, I was so impressed that total strangers felt comfortable holding me accountable to the things that I was projecting and promising and committing to do. They were really, really encouraging me to play harder. They were encouraging me to think deeper about my plans. And as a matter of fact, there was a part in the process where we had to write a letter to ourselves based upon three commitments that we were going to make for 2020. And when I received my letter, my reminder in the mail, I'll tell you, my three goals were to establish a brand new coaching and consulting firm based upon this idea that I've had for years around Kill Global. And I was going to establish that by a certain date. And that had already been in place. That had already started. I promised that I was going to write a draft for my next book. That was something I was thinking about but hadn't quite started. And then my retail business was going to have a certain level of success. That was in place. But I got kind of nervous about the fact that I hadn't made progress against my book because I knew that I was going to have to stand before this group of total strangers and explain why I had done one of the things that I committed that I would do. And do you know, because I received this letter in the mail from me in my own handwriting, I got started on my book, right? So I had to show progress against this thing or else, and you know, people of all ages, literally I had 18-year-olds sitting at my table calling me out. And I just couldn't have another 18-year-old tell me that I wasn't doing what I was committing to do. So I got started on my book. I'm already making progress against it. I guess most importantly, these are commitments that I made to myself. It's one thing when you make a commitment to your friends and to your family. You have a sense of obligation. But when you see commitments that are in your own handwriting and that are addressed to you, I'll tell you, you're going to feel some kind of way. And that's what this annual meeting will do, not to mention getting to spend an entire 2 days with like-minded people that are all in search of something greater for their lives. So I would encourage everyone right now, click the link, go to Eventbrite, find the annual meeting, register right now for that annual meeting. I've already got my tickets. I hope you got yours because this very well could be the key to you achieving goals that you've talked about achieving your entire life.
I'd like to speak to that for a minute. You also had at your table a 30-year-old and a 6-year-old, and from my point of view, it was wonderful to have them sitting at your table, but they were holding you accountable too.
You know, I was going to get frustrated at the 6-year-old, except that the thing that she was saying was right. It's like, wait a second.
So you also attended Paula, correct?
Yes, I did. It was my first time, and it was great. It was truly, truly transformational.
What was one thing that you walked away with that you weren't expecting to walk away with?
Oh, well, that I thought my goals were clear and defined, but this brought all of my goals, my desires, to an even greater clarity. The steps that we go through really help you. It's like giving you a formula for success. And I do want to add that success takes on success is not all just about money, although having money gives you freedom and it, you know, gives you many things. But also, Anne has developed this system in which we look at all the different areas of our lives, and then they get broken down into different areas that lead you to the life that you desire. it's a formula, step by step, of how to get to from where you are to the life that you envision for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for everyone that you come in contact with. And that, to me, was so unexpected. It was such an unexpected gift.
You know, serendipity is wonderful, and that you just share that, because while you were sharing that, Sarah Shaib wrote, "Sarah here, this is my first time attending this webinar, our program. I have recently had an experience that wants to talk about Rich not being wealthy, but having experience." And Sarah, so one of the things that I am constantly reminded about is the wealth of experience of time. But I don't know, Gail just talked about a six-year-old and having a wealth of experience that gave that. So can we just share, and Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that information. And Diane is writing, "How special to have people channel the biggest voice to you for direction without judgment." We've had individuals like Cindy Chosek has been talking about how much she loves TAGR. For those of you who don't know the acronym, Think and Grow Rich, TAGR, and how much she's grown from her own mastermind. And we have Ron here, and I just want to be able to say thanks to all those that are sharing and posting. We appreciate that, and we want to go back. So, Paul, I'm going to go back to Sarah's talking about experience, the difference between wealth, riches, and experience. Can you talk from your experience what that means to you?
Yes, but I do want to add, just to make sure that, because that, for me, that experience of having the formula to get you to where you want to go in different areas, in your social areas, in your financials, your education. So all these areas get divided, and then you get to think about each one. And so that enriches your life. And in the book, it talks about how you can use this for all areas. Yes, it is about finances. It is about money. It is about business. But these are principles that you apply to any area of your life. And I encourage anyone that is thinking about this, that feels intrigued and feel interested, to join maybe the call, if that's okay with Anne, that I plug this, the Friday morning calls. So that is an accountability and a mastermind that is free of charge. And that is one of the ways in which I started after I met Anne.
I love that. And you're making it painful for me, Paula. I'm with Anne on Wednesdays. I'm not with Anne on Saturdays. And now you're telling me I'm supposed to be with Anne on Fridays. Just move in with me, Anne. You know, let's just get over it. Just move in with me. So, Anne, I wanted to ask you a question that, you know, Paula was saying, you know, and going back to Sarah and to everybody here, you embraced this concept of thinking you're rich and persistence. You are the persistence mama. When I see Paula's face illuminated just by sharing, and look at our faces, I say your name, we all are illuminated. And I'm not putting you on a pedestal. Okay, maybe a little bit. But I'm not putting you on a pedestal. I'm more interested in you and persistence, and your persistence with serving somebody like Paula.
I would say, again, it's really the spirit of service. I have had so many challenges since reading this book in 1979. I mean, hardships, challenges. You know, I can go on and open my, you know, struggle book, which I'm an open book. And it took me a long time to realize that the
the struggles and challenges were really not about me or for me. Because once I learned to overcome and to endure and to persist with a spirit of excellence, then the responsibility came that now it's time to not just share but to teach. And so that for me is a larger vision of service. And that's really what drives me when we talk about the definite chief purpose, we talk about the definite chief aim in our life. It's really a spirit of service. My persistence started with $1,000 that I wanted to save a year. And my oldest daughter, Danelle, that made a comment to me this week. She said, Mom, isn't it funny that now you're at a place in your life to where you won't take a client for $1,000 an hour when years ago you couldn't save $1,000 a year? And I had to stop and ponder that, but it was only through persistence, again. And so that, to me, is just really purely the spirit of service and giving.
Galen, so just so you all know, I get to see my co-host. And, you know, in my mastermind, I could see when they're wiggling in their chair that they got to say something. And Galen is like one big wiggle worm right now. So what's going on, Galen?
Yeah, you know, so one of the things that just really jumped in as I was listening to Ms. Ann talk about her experience with persistence is how reading this book even is an exercise in persistence. Understanding these principles is an exercise in persistence. I've had more than a few private one-on-one conversations with Ann McNeil and expressing my frustration that I felt like someone was sneaking into my study, grabbing my book and sneaking in words into this book, because things that I'm seeing, they clearly weren't there the other two times I read this book, because now they're jumping out and they're screaming at me, right? And they even had the audacity to write little notes in the margin in my handwriting. But you only see those things when you read this book over and over again, and you struggle with it, and you challenge yourself to do all the activities, and you play with it, and you research it against other texts, you research it against other philosophers, you research it against other holy scripture, that all of a sudden this book comes alive, this process. And Paula talks about this being a system, a step-by-step system for achieving literally anything that you say you want to achieve. And that becomes really apparent if you're persistent. And, you know, just one last personal story. I was really committed because I've heard of all of these famous and successful people that claim that this book was the key to their success. And I wanted to find what it is that they were talking about, because there's an old joke that says, the first time you ride in first class, you don't know what they're supposed to get up there, but dadgummit, I want everything I'm supposed to get up here in first class. And the same thing applies to reading this book. So I'm just going to encourage everyone to don't just read this book once. Don't just read it twice, but really chew on this and be persistent with finding out what we are talking about, what everyone is talking about. Find out what is there for you, because that's how you unlock the secrets of success.
So I'm going to 100% correct. And, well, of course you're correct. You're Galen, So that's all our truth. Paul, I want to jump in with you because you had two quotes. And I want to make sure that the audience, well, forget about the audience. I mean, I love you, the audience, but I want the mastermind to hear, because I really want to listen from you. You write that you have two quotes that really mean something to you. One is, from the ashes of disaster come the roses of success, from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the Disney movie. And you have a certain second quote, which I think goes back actually to Sarah's question, but I think it's so relevant, and that's from George Eliot. It says, it's never too late to be what you might have been. Can you tell me why those two quotes are meaningful with you and how they move you through your own successes?
Yeah, so I shared a little bit about my early life and my parents having to start over. during the Great Recession that I think most of us, you know, might remember a few years ago, I found myself with 3 minor children, a broken marriage after 24 years, and $5 in the bank, no job, a house in foreclosure, utility bills that were going to be cut off. And all of this happened, like it seemed, it all happened in one day. It might have been 1 week, but it felt like it was one day. And the day that I found out, I was coming back with my 2 daughters from, we were coming back from somewhere. And get to the door, I had the youngest one in the stroller and then my older girl. And there was a mockingbird that had hit itself against the front door and it was on the floor. And while my girls were looking at the mockingbird, I was looking at the notice on my front door. So what do we do? I picked up the paper while they were looking at the bird, folded it, put it in my pocket, and we grabbed the bird, lifted it up, and then we took it to a bird sanctuary nearby. I used to live down in South Florida. And that was such a difficult, difficult moment. To know that you have these beings that completely depend on you and you don't know what to do. You really, really don't know what to do. I felt so desperate and I felt like I had no one to turn to. It took time. When you're in a pit, especially a financial pit, when there's a financial crisis happening around. But little by little, one step at a time, I dug us out of that pit. And I want to share that I was a few days late. Well, so what I did, I'm going to digress a little bit. I was like, what to do? What to do? It was unbeknownst to me. That, and this is very, very personal, but things like this, I think, happen, and they happen to people all the time, that sometimes we envision, we work for a life, and we put so much effort into a life that's going, we want it to go in one direction, but it falls apart, and it breaks, and you feel broken, and I want everyone to know that that will pass. It may take however long it takes, but it will pass. So we took the bird, and it was such a, because that little bird that was broken, also it was like us, we were broken at that moment. But over time, we all put ourselves back together. And fast forward to today, I have a career that I love. My new husband and I, we own a business together, and then I have other ventures, and my children are thriving, and life is good.
So I love, thank you for sharing the story, because I think there's so many people that are facing those situations right now, and individuals who never imagined themselves in those situations are now in those situations. And your story of hope and persistence and seeing the picture, you know, of course, now the song keeps on coming into my head. Mockingbird, now everybody have you heard, will be carrying that message. You know, the other piece that was going on, when you said you took the note off your door and you scooped up the mockingbird and they were holding them in the hand, the clarity, which I have come to understand through Think and Grow Rich, the guidance of infinite intelligence. When we know where we're going, we are scooped up and carried like the mockingbird to where we need to go to be our highest best. And that was the image when you were talking about the mockingbird and you're taking the note. It was like you made a definite decision. The kids were not going to see the sign. I was going to make it. I am, just as I'm scooping up the mockingbird, I know just from making that decision, being persistent, I am scooped up too and taken to the next best place, which is the mastermind, which is all the things that you're doing. So thank you so much for being so open to us. I know there are people that are so impressed by you and really would love to connect with you. Can you share how can they connect with you and show you love and support?
They can find me on LinkedIn. Yes.
So they can go LinkedIn, Paula
Rivera's Beton.
Paula Rivera's Beton, LinkedIn, we're posting it there. To reach out to Paula, you know, get some insights. I mean, one of the things that I hear you said, and I know that Galen might pick it up in a little bit, or Ursula, was about all your different businesses. But before we go to that, Paul, let me just go round table with Anne. How can everybody get in contact with you?
Sure. AnneMcNeil.com, AnneMcNeil.com, or I live on my cell, actually, 786-546-0184, and I'll change my name to my cell number.
And you have to know that Anne has books, she has coaching, she has all, and she's just a master. She calls herself the master builder. I'll call her the master lover of building yourself. She's just, you know, I'm going to switch that word. And Ursula, who, oh my gosh, okay, you just have to know. Ursula does the most amazing, what I call legend walls. She creates these massive, beautiful stories for schools and universities and companies and organizations to express their history. And Ursula, you really have to see her website because she's gorgeous. Ursula, share. How do we get in contact with you?
Yes, at sulatoo.com. That's SULATOO.com. And we're launching a new YouTube channel later on today called Wisdom and Young Legends. So that will be a window into a number of things that we're doing as well.
Love it. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm going to introduce you and, you know, Galen, my kiln person. Every time, you know, I have to educate people what is a kiln, because as a former gang member, I go into a whole different direction when I hear a kiln. It's just a different direction. So I'm glad that you do kiln and share how people get in contact with you and all that stuff.
Yes, Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist. They can get a hold of me at Galen at kilnglobalcoaching.com, K-I-L-N globalcoaching.com. And before I sign off, I just got to share something that Cindy posted in the chat here as she was listening to Paula talk about the mockingbird. She posted a link to the mockingbird animal totem, and it says that the mockingbird is fearless about defending his territory. He will dive at and attack anything that trespasses. Mockingbird is teaching you to show self-confidence, speak your truth, and stand up for what's yours by right. Acknowledge your innate abilities and fearlessly follow your soul purpose. And that sounds like exactly what Paula did. So thank you, Cindy, for posting that in the chat. And I would really love to hear from anyone who believes that I can help them bake success into their life or work.
That is such a – thank you so much, Galen. And my name is – boy, I wanted to go – I want to stay on this mockingbird thing because somehow after this I know I'm going to be reading that. So thank you, Paula. My name is Pegeen, and I lead Power Women Worldwide – .com and also run Mastermind specifically for women who are speakers, experts, entrepreneurs, and authors who want to be bold, be brave, be seen, be heard, and be paid well. So if you want to be in a mastermind that absolutely elevates who you are, making sure that you're making some money, honey, you really want to go to www.powerwomanelite.com for an experience, a true experience. So let me go back to Paula. And Ursula, do you have a question for Paula?
Well, I don't.
I just realized what time it is. Just make it real quick.
Now, don't do that to me. I was content with being quiet, but there was something that was just bubbling up that I had thought about as she was talking about her experience, Paula. It connected me to a moment in my past where I was director of education, documentation and training for a major corporation. And one of the things that I did was pull together subject matter experts and taught them how to train. And to me, that was a better combination than someone that was just reading from a book. And one of my stars was a young lady that had an experience that was out of the history books. She came from Cuba on a boat at 16 years old. And she taught herself English. She taught herself the techniques of a technical business. And then she joined my training group to share her expertise. And there was some pushback because she had an accent. And coming from the backwoods of Georgia, I am culturally interested in people that are different than my background. And so my thought was her experience was more valuable to my clients, as internal as they were. Her experience and her persistence was more valuable than her having the exact diction or accent that they were used to hearing, but the information they needed to hear. And you just brought that back. And as it relates to the book, what I was thinking is that what Think and Grow Rich is doing for me is helping me to understand my path and the path of others. How what they're doing is from a book that either they read it or not, but it helps me understand what these actions are that has led to this success. And that's what your story reminded me of. And it was a wonderful moment for her and for me that I stood up for her. So I'm proud of that for her and for me.
I love it. And you just reminded me, Ursula, for everybody here, I'm going to just speak Spanish for a minute because we have people from all over the world. Entonces, yo quiero decir a todos los que están escuchando, si quieres saber más de Paula, que por favor, que llámala, entre en LinkedIn, porque estamos aquí para ayudarte, para ayudar y lograr y tener éxito en la vida. Porque eso no es solo para la gente que pueden hablar inglés, sino para todo el mundo, estamos aquí para ti. How is that, Paula?
Muy bien. Excelente.
So the reason I say that is you don't have to be grammatically correct to send the message that needs to be heard. You don't even have to speak. You know, we have so many accents and thoughts that we are all here to support you in the Think and Grow Rich path. I am surrounded by the most amazing mastermind from Anne and Ursula and Galen, and I'm sending great love to our other masterminds, Peter, who's clearly getting his hair done today, and you'll see him all next week. But we want to make sure that you know that also behind the scenes, we have great producers of Laverne and Michelle and Doretha and the whole team who brings this to you each and every week. So thank you, everybody, for being here. Be here every Saturday at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time so that you can be moved, motivated, inspired, and have a mastermind experience so that you can be rich in all aspects of your life. Paula Rivas-Binton, thank you for being with us. Thank you for showing up. I probably gave a Spanish accent to an English word, but, hey, that's what we do in this world. I am so grateful for you being here. Everybody, see you next week. As we all say, See ya. Goodbye and live well.
Goodbye.